today's episode of the God Guys podcast. Our focus today is on Colossians 4:10 through 11. Aristarchus, who is in prison with me, sends you his greetings, and so does Mark, Barnabas's cousin. As you were instructed before, make Mark welcome if he comes your way. Jesus, the one we call Justice, also sends his greetings. These are the only Jewish believers among my co-workers. They are working with me here for the kingdom of God. And what a comfort they have been. In this passage, Paul, despite being imprisoned, continues to serve God's kingdom by highlighting the importance of community and companionship. Aristarchus, Mark, and Justice, despite their own personal struggles, send their greetings and remain committed to the community. Their dedication and active participation in the ministry bring Paul comfort, showing us the power of unity and companionship in serving God. Now let's look into what this means for us. As believers, we also form part of a community. We are called to stand by each other, just like Aristarchus, Mark, and Justice, supporting one another in our individual and collective journeys of faith. We are not meant to walk alone. Our faith, our journey is enriched by the community we form part of, by the companionship and support we offer each other. So, our call to action today is to be like Aristarchus, Mark, and Justice. Let us reach out to our community. Let's offer support where needed. Let's share our faith and grow together. Let's commit to spreading God's word and serving His kingdom. Remember, our faith isn't just about us as individuals. It's about our community, our collective journey. Let's make a conscious effort to be active participants in our community and find comfort and strength in our unity.